Well, moving on now, looking at Egypt, where authorities there have sentenced more anti-government students to jail terms. A court in Nasser City, east of the capital, Cairo, has given four-year jail terms to 36 Al-Azhar University students. They are charged with participating in protests branded as riots by authorities. Now, the students were also fined. Al-Azhar has been the scene of anti-government protests with continuous clashes between security forces and students since the military ouster of President Mohamed Morsi last year. In February, interim authorities issued a decree allowing security forces to enter campuses and granting university administrators the right to expel protesting students. Let's cross over to Cairo, joined by our correspondent, Press TV correspondent Karim Kamaluddin. Karim, good to have you with us. Karim, fill us in on the latest. It seems every day we're seeing more and more individuals getting very harsh sentences. Tell me about these latest sentences of these university students.
Indeed, Marcia, a brutal crackdown by the interim authorities installed by Abdel Fattah al-Sisi are ensuing a massive crackdown against on dissent and on student protesters that are defiant and are willing to continue with their protests, demanding an immediate end to military rule and to decry the candidacy of ex-army chief Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Marzia, after 3 years, when millions of protesters took to the streets to demand bread, freedom, and social justice, and these protests has led to the ouster of once strongman Hosni Mubarak. Now Sisi is warning that these aspirations are a threat to national security and are hindering the progress of the ailing economy. The interim authorities installed by Sisi are continuing with their crackdown that has left scores of protesters dead, and a spate of fighter attacks have further polarized the country and have brought the economy into shambles. And also anti-protest law has also further aggravated the situation, as also some of the top campaigners of the 2011 anti-Mubarak uprising are now in jail, and a ban has been imposed on all but police-sanctioned protests, and all these actions are causing extreme outrage and skepticism about the future of democracy in the country, which Abdel Fattah al-Sisi says that true democracy needs 25 years
to be achieved. If you can hear me, overall, with this situation, with the harsh crackdown judicially, with the sentences coming out almost every day, very harsh, tell me overall the reaction of the people. How are the Egyptian people reacting to these very, very harsh sentences?
It has caused outrage and dissatisfaction among people seeing or given the Egyptian judiciary being politicized and used as a tool in the hands of the interim authorities installed by Sisi to crack down on protesters and expelling students from universities, sending them to jail, and also mass capital death sentences. Over 600 alleged supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood and Morsi were sentenced to death. All these consecutive verdicts or judicial sentences or the acts taken by the judiciary is making many Egyptians disappointed and sad, given that the Egyptian judiciary, which many hope to be independent, is being politicized and is being used as a tool in the hands of the military installed authorities to crack down on protesters and to crack down on students that are calling for democracy and calling for their demands to be achieved and the release of their
fellows.
We're going
to have to end it there, Karim. We're out of time. I appreciate you being with us. Karim Kamaluddin, Press TV's correspondent on the ground there in Cairo.